This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for January 2019. Last month, there were 3,230 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 10.2% decrease from January 2018. Meanwhile, the median sale price of $367,000 marked the highest sale price ever achieved for the month of January. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 1,250 transactions, a 13.3% decrease from January 2018, while the median sale price hit $354,600, a 2.8% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike.
So the January median sale price for both single-family homes and condos reached all-time highs in January. Do you think we'll continue to see this upward climb during the course of 2019?
Well, I guess it's time for me to look at my crystal ball, eh? Well, to me, it seems likely that median prices will continue their steady upward climb. Most signs seem to point in that direction. Let's do a quick review of what the factors are. First of all, inventory of homes for sale is low and has declined consistently for almost 7 years now. Other measures like new listings and months of supply on the market were down in December as well. Now, this means that we have a tight supply and increasing competition for homes new to the market, and that makes for pressure to bid up prices. Now, mortgage rates are at their lowest point in a year, and the Fed is taking a new, more cautious approach to future increases in the discount rate. Again, that means lower cost of ownership of homes. A growing and tight labor market means that we have high consumer confidence and greater demand for housing. The stock market has rebounded from its hiccup at the end of 2018. All of those are really positive signs. You know, the only potential threat that I see to is that home prices may rise to the point where the market collapses. So let's take a look at what happened in the past. From 1999 to 2004, that's for six straight years, the median price climbed by 10% or more each and every year. Now, contrast that with what we've seen recently. In the past 5 years, the annual increase in median prices has never exceeded 5.5%. In other words, we've had very modest increases in statewide prices, and that's helped us avoid the kind of bubble that crashed in the real estate market in 2006, and then it led to the Great Recession. You know, all things considered, it looks like we're moving forward in a good direction, and I don't see any reason to change in 2019.
Now, sales numbers for both single-family homes and condos reached a four-year low in January. Now, a dip in sales is normal during the winter months, but what may have contributed to such a drastic decline this year?
Well, you know, it's true that not many homes close in the winter months. You know, the fact of the matter is that not many people are out shopping for a house in November and December during the holiday season. And not many people want to put their home up for sale in November and December and have strangers traipse through their houses over the holidays. If deals are not scouted and negotiated in November and December, then the sales won't close in January and February. Now, if you look on a year-over-year basis, over the past 14 years, say, we have six declines in January sales volume and eight increases. So on a year-over-year basis, we see both ups and downs. This year, it happens to be a downer. And just to end on a sort of a positive note, the realtors reported that pending sales in Massachusetts, that is the homes that were put under agreement in January, actually increased over last January. So in the near future, we could see more of an up than we do a down in sales volume.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for January 2019. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.